Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into the Silly Goose Sports Talk. I am Big T.
And I'm Skippy. Before we get into this episode, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell, because that helps me at least take of the latest sports news. Super Bowl weekend, Timmy. Super Bowl weekend. 49ers, Chiefs, I think I called the 49ers winning. That is not what happened.
Yeah, let me count. So I got this year wrong. I got Chiefs-Eagles wrong. I got Bengals and Rams wrong. I got Chiefs-Bucks wrong. I got Chiefs. I've gotten five or six Super Bowls wrong in a row, so.
When have you ever gotten it right?
Last time I got it right was when the Patriots beat the Falcons.
Goodness.
Super Bowl 51. You remember that one? 28-3?
Barely.
I don't know. It's about time I pick one right.
But this year was not that year. It's the 49ers kind of tragically lost the Chiefs.
I don't know about that.
Said it was a tragedy. I always said it was a boring.
It was a tragedy. Yes, I agree.
Matchup.
It was a tragedy.
It was a boring matchup in the first place because a Lions,
the first three
a Lions
of that
Chiefs
game?
Super Bowl, a Lions Ravens Super Bowl, I would have taken either.
Oh, the Lions would have. The Lions would not have lost that game.
A Lions Ravens Super Bowl would have been so good.
That would have been incredible.
Would have been such a good game to watch.
Really, really, really wanted the Ravens Niners rematch from about 10 years ago.
That would have also been good, man. But
exactly.
No, we have to have the Chiefs and 49ers.
Yeah. Repeat of 4 years ago.
Well, pretty much they lost 22-25 in overtime, which is the second time, I believe, in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, second time it's happened.
A game has gone to overtime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for most of the game, because this was a very low-scoring game, a lot of low defense, a lot of running the ball, not a lot of throwing.
They should have gone to McCaffrey. I really think they should have in overtime.
Yeah.
They should have used McCaffrey in overtime.
Again, it was a very defensive game. Defense for the 49ers was really carrying until about the fourth quarter when they kind
of... The kernel point of that game was that botched punt by the Niners. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And halftime, that kind of sucked again.
Oh, the halftime? Are you talking about the halftime show?
Yeah, halftime.
The halftime show. So it was the Usher. Ludacris was there.
Alicia Keys showed up.
Showed up and it had some rough notes.
Well, nobody actively relevant showed up.
Well, Ludacris was there, but you can make an argument.
He hasn't done anything in 10 years.
All he went was on Baby and said, "When I was 13, whatever. If you get that reference.
Well, Justin Bieber declined an invite to play halftime, so.
He was there.
At least we dodged something worse, right?
Who would be good for an overtime show?
You see, I'm a rock guy and I'm a country guy, so part of me thinks Morgan Wallen would be. Morgan Wallen's a big superstar, but I think it's because he's canceled at the moment.
Oh,
that I don't think they'll pay him. He's been canceled for the past, like, 3 or 4 years. Everyone's hating on him.
Well, yeah. That's how it goes. I was just thinking of good ones, like classic rock. Like, big... You know what was really good? It was the Rap Icons from, I believe that was 2 years ago. That, like, with... Also,
that was a good
can
one.
Can you go
yeah, seeing
find
Eminem,
your router, Timbo? Yeah,
that's
I mean...
That's a good question. It's right there. It's closer in this room than it is from that other room that I usually record from. So it's just network's having a bad day today.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we carry on.
I did like Eminem performing. I think.
No, because I was talking to my mom about it, you know? But there's so many good ones to choose from. I just don't think Usher put up a good performance. He doesn't have that many massive, massive songs. I mean, he has Turned Down for What.
I mean,
then yeah, but those, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there was some stuff in the 2000s. Performance
in the first place.
Yeah.
You know,
at least we got some memes out of it, right?
Not, I mean, kind of. Well, Alicia Keys.
They memed The Weeknd to death, though. That was funny.
The Weeknd's was a lot better, though, I think.
The Weeknd's one was kind of middle of the pack. We haven't had a good one since Eminem and Dre.
Yeah, but it was, I think it was better than this year's. And maybe you can argue Rihanna as well.
Rihanna did a decent job. I think
for being a pregnant woman. She didn't do good on bad.
Good on it.
I mean the performance wasn't personally my thing, but it was, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Right. I had this thing in my gut that was telling me that Eminem was gonna show up and they were gonna sing Love the Way You Lie. And when that didn't happen, that hurt me.
There's no shot that was gonna happen.
Dude. I know, but I had the gut feeling that, like, you know what? Come on, please.
There you go. But it's kind of funny on the YouTube version. They actually pitch corrected Alicia Keys' performance, wiping the off notes from history. Well, so that's kind of, you know
that wasn't lip sync, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. It was definitely not lip sync. The pulling out of the roller skates was kind of funny.
That
also,
was
I didn't know Ludacris had a afro. That was kind of new to me.
That's such a meme that I saw the other day.
It was a very random halftime show.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Starts for them, you know? They did decently. Not
they
my
went
thing.
Out there and they definitely had some entertainment.
There is
that's
something
pretty much all I got to say there. This is true.
The only commercial that I remembered was the Tesla boycott or whatever, and that's the only one
that
I.
That was so wild.
Like, who would have think it?
I didn't say okay, dude. This year's collection of Super Bowls, it was so weird. You had two. He Gets Us, which are normally pretty well done. They're pretty good. You had a Scientology for the religion of Scientology. There was a commercial for that.
I missed that really one. I was scrolling online during some of the commercials.
You had the boycott Tesla out of left field, and then who it was the political was it Reagan?
No, that was JFK's nephew.
Yeah, it was one of his nephews.
Yeah, I'm like, Kennedy, you're gonna get shot. No, don't do it.
It was okay. It was like a retro commercial. It was kind of funny, but he's running as an independent. I said, that's clever.
Yeah, and did you
but
see
for a Super Bowl? It was unsuspected to say the least.
And then was Mr. Beast was in one? Was that this year or last year? I'm
that was last year. I don't think that was this year. And before we move on, I also want to talk about. What was up with the Kelsey shoving
I Coach don't like Reed? That. I do not like that at all.
Gotta say that was
that's
a really bad
that's
showing.
That's not okay.
Because if you saw the clip, Coach Reed is how old? He's like 65.
The guy's old.
He is 65 years old. Coach Reed is not a young guy. You cannot be shoving Coach Reed, but yeah, the entire, it's just a really bad look.
He's going to get fined
it's
for that.
It's a bad, bad, bad look from Kelsey.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they'll shoo some of the Swifties away from football now they see that the guy's kind of a poo-poo head.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really mind him before, but that kind of put me the wrong way. I mean, it's the clip has gone fully viral.
Yeah.
All right, which is, again, a really, really bad thing to do.
Keep the viral thing in mind, but we do need to make our predictions for next year's Super Bowl.
Ravens. Actually, no. Want to go with a Bengals.
Bengals, and Lions. I'm saying.
A Bengals, Lions.
I'm saying that.
That'd be a good Super Bowl.
Joe Burrow and the Lions. That would be a
That would be a good Super Bowl. I just don't want to see the Chiefs back here, man. Right. Gotta say.
I mean, we know they're probably going to be making some noise.
Probably going to be back. I don't want to see them. They're pretty much the new Patriots. If I
mark
had to
my
say.
Words here at 9:19 p.m. on February 13th, 2024, the Chiefs will not be 3-peating. And if they do, what will I? I will shave my head if they 3-peat.
All right, man. That's all right. No one's gonna remember this.
If they make it to the Super Bowl, we delete this video, okay?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
Now speaking of viral clips, we did see some shenanigans in the hockey world.
Yeah. So, empty netter. Everybody knows what it is. Normally, players will just let her sail in. Well, right. This week, Ridly Greig from, I believe it was the Senators, you know, he was going for the empty netter and instead buried it with a slap shot, which was not taken well by the Maple Leafs, which ended up in a pretty nasty cross check and big brawl.
Right. It's not the most sportsmanlike thing to do, but I've seen worse.
For sure, but
I've seen worse in a short Pee Wee baseball league.
Yeah, I mean the Senators are standing by them, and then the coach of the Maple Leafs was also kind of defending the guy who cross-checked them. It's just kind of a mess. Kind of a weird story. I mean, it's hockey. You know, why not fight it out?
Yeah, we do have some other weird stories as well. So, you know the Caps, how Ovechkin's done, like, nothing this year?
Yeah,
and then he comes out of the All-Star break, scores a goal in 6 straight games, which I think is kind of cool. I'm like, huh, nice to see. He's still got it in him.
Right.
But, yeah, the Caps lost most of those games, and as they stand right now in the third period, they're down 4-2 to the Avs. And let me see if Ovi's got a goal there. You got Malenstein and McMichael, so Ovechkin not really doing too much here today, but as it stands right now, he's got 2 shots on goal, so maybe the Caps can pull through. He can score a goal or two in a comeback, and we'll see. I doubt the Caps have anything going for this season, or next season, or the season after that. The reign is over, but all we can hope for is Ovechkin passing Gretzky right now. And I think this past week or two has really revitalized my my gut feeling at that, at least. So what's going on in the realm of Pittsburgh? I haven't seen much from them.
I mean, we've really just been, you know, we were at an okay spot, but it's kind of just going downhill, to tell you the truth. I mean, this week we beat the Jets 3-0, but then we lost to the Wild and Jets. Which leaves us third in, size 7th in the division at 39-19.
Oof.
No, it's not 39, 23-19, sorry.
Oof.
I mean, that's pretty much the same as the Capitals and the Islanders. And the Devils aren't too far ahead. Rangers have some dominance going on, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, the Washington Wizards in basketball haven't won a game since January, so.
That's funny.
You know.
But yeah, that's how it goes, man.
Other words in the world of Timmy, we do have NASCAR starting up the Daytona 500 this Sunday, if rain doesn't happen, which is a big if.
Mm-hmm. And spring training soon.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Spring training is officially starting on the 22nd. So be ready for that. Pitchers have already reported in. Big stuff, man.
I think the Orioles have some swagger coming in this year. I think the Nats are going to continue that rebuild, and I think they're really going to You're going to see some of those minor leaguers making their way up.
For sure, man.
Pittsburgh is an iffy spot. I'm not sure what they're going to look like this year.
Listen, when you're talking about Pittsburgh, it's kind of those, I have no daggum clue.
Oh, the thing is, you have some good guys right now. It's just a matter on if you trade them or not.
It depends on if we trade them. It depends on who we're playing these games. Yeah. Depends on a billion things. If we're looking how we were looking in the beginning of last year, you know?
You just don't know if you can sustain that a whole season, which they unfortunately could not.
Which was clearly shown that it was. Nope.
But yeah, the Nationals, yeah. I have some hope for the Nats. Not playoffs, but if they can hang out 60-70 win range, I'd be happy. Orioles, we'll on the see. Other hand, I have some high expectations for. It's World Series or bust right. This year. The very least, make it to the ALCS.
Yeah.
Adding Corbin Burns, adding him is such a massive piece in that rotation. So that it's do or die.
No, for sure. For sure, man.
All these young guys, and you don't know how many of those guys you can bring back. So it is these next 2 or 3 years, you got to win as much as you can.
I like that too.
Well, Skippy dropped something.
Yeah,
so.
I dropped my stick. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. My bad. Dropped my goose.
He dropped his phone. It looked good.
But yeah, look out late March. Goose doll. But yeah, just look out late March. Baseball's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming.
Hey, we do have another thing going on. They just announced that the USA soccer team is going to be playing against Colombia at FedEx Field. So. Oh. That's cool. I mean, I've never been to a soccer game, so I do not know.
You're gonna go watch the men's soccer, Timmy?
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, I watched the World Cup. And
It had just happened right now, Ovechkin has just scored. So that's six in a row. Look at that.
Well, there you go.
Look at that.
If we don't have anything else.
Yeah, that's it for the night. The Caps are probably going to lose this game, and I'm going to be sad about it. But that's okay. What are your plans for Valentine's Day, Skippy, my boy?
Oh, I have work, and I'm getting a haircut. And it's going to be a very boring Valentine's Day. I'm going to keep it stack.
Same here. I'm going to work. Then what am I going to do after work? I'll probably clean my room. I need to do
Fair enough, man. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, that's it for this week, everybody. Thank you for coming in. And we will see you all in next week. Keep on hugging.